Leading environmental groups gathered in Washington, D.C. this afternoon to weigh in on yesterday's election results. They celebrated Senator Barack Obama's win for the presidency, as well as some of the Senate and House seats Democrats picked up across the country. The group said their goals for the next congressional session will include working to fight global warming and bringing about recovery for the climate alongside with economic recovery. The national political director for the Sierra Club, Kathy Duvall, said Americans voted for Obama's energy plan, which includes investing in clean energy and setting goals for renewable energy use. Duvall said that ended up trumping the plan of Senator John McCain and his running mate, Governor Sarah Palin, who stumped on a platform of expanding oil drilling.
Yesterday, a new Energy for America trumped Drill Baby Drill. In a lot of ways, the McCain-Palin campaign really tried to make this a referendum on Drill Baby Drill. And you know what? They were not successful last night.
While conservationists applauded Democratic wins in the Senate and states like Colorado and New Hampshire, they admitted they didn't get a clean sweep of pro-environmental candidates across the country. President of the League of Conservation Voters, Gene Karpinski, noted that Alaskans turned out at the polls for Republicans, Congressman Don Young, and Senator Ted Stevens.
If Senator Stevens and Mr. Young are reelected, the good news is there'll be in a much smaller caucus of anti-environmental legislators, and it's shrunk considerably in both the House and the Senate. So they'll be in a smaller minority, and hopefully they will not be able, especially in the Senate, be able to block the kind of pro-environment, pro-energy, pro-green economy initiatives that we've been talking about.
Senator Stevens and Congressman Young are both on the League's 2008 Dirty Dozen list as being politicians with voting records against environmental issues like energy conservation, fighting climate change, and raising air quality standards.